Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Plan for run for Erie County Executive in 2019.
I'm giving it serious consideration. Have not made a final answer, but I'm telling our friends and supporters to stay tuned. As you're well aware, I'm married. I have two young children, baby at home. And so I'm going to talk to my wife, talk to my family, and see if it's the right decision for me as a father and husband, and also if it's the right political and professional choice for me. So if I do decide to run, I wanted to make sure that I run from a position of strength, which is why we raised $100,000 in 3 months, broke a record for our campaign. And I believe Mark Poloncarz is totally checked out of the job as county executive. If Brian Higgins retired tomorrow, you would catch pneumonia from the breeze from Mark Poloncarz running to his party boss, begging for a congressional endorsement. Mark Poloncarz cares more about giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses and the Paris Climate Accords and banning plastic bags than he does about fixing roads and cutting spending and cutting taxes in Erie County. I think Mark Poloncarz is a elitist, extremist liberal, calls himself a New York City liberal, that is totally out of touch with mainstream Democrats in Erie County. And so I think he's vulnerable, and I'm going to give it serious consideration.
Of course, you said, like, you got to talk with your family and feel like if it's the best move for yourself. But is the person that's in the position right now the thing that's motivating you the most to possibly run for this?
No, absolutely not. I feel as though the county is going in the wrong direction under Mark Poloncarz's leadership. He's an elitist extremist on the liberal side and makes Nancy Pelosi look conservative. And he cares more about banning plastic bags than he does about fixing potholes and reducing taxes and reducing spending. I feel as though I want to move the county in a business-friendly direction where we reduce spending and we cut taxes. Spending under Mark Poloncarz since he's become county executive is up $132 million. That's disgraceful. That money belongs to the taxpayers and should be spent on roads and fixing our dilapidated infrastructure and cutting taxes, giving it back to the people who paid the bill in the first place, and that's our business owners and our taxpayers.
Do you think, you know, like you said, you're just answering questions, but do you think it's a little early to be talking about any of this that, you know, when it comes to either even considering the thought of competing against him
It is, but we were quite surprised that members of the business community were reaching out to me saying, we need to change. Our businesses are suffering. Our ECIDA tax policies are basically crushing business. And we need a county executive who is going to implement policies so that businesses can survive and thrive in Erie County. And right now, a lot of business owners have reached out to me and are very concerned about the direction of where Erie County is going. I'm very passionate about public service. I gave up a private sector company and a private sector career at a much lower salary because I care about Buffalo. I care about Erie County. And I was sick and tired about politicians and what they did and how they cared more about self-preservation than people. It's the whole reason why I got into public service. It certainly wasn't for the paycheck. It was to serve. I love Buffalo. I grew up here, and I want to see Erie County led in the right direction, not have someone at the top who is an out-of-touch liberal extremist that doesn't really share the same values that we do here in Erie County, whether it's mainstream Republicans or mainstream Democrats.
I know you said that the funding is starting to gain momentum. Do you think you're in a good spot where you can make this full campaign?
We certainly are. We have far more cash on hand at the same point in time when Mark Poloncarz decided to run for county executive. Our cash totals basically blow him away. And I think that's a testament to the fact that people want change. They want a new county executive. And I think a lot of people in the business community and unions are investing in the taxpayers for Stefan campaign because I believe they want to change. If you look at our campaign filing that we filed in the New York State Board of Elections, we have broad support across Erie County, CEOs of companies and union presidents that support my candidacy here in Erie County. And so we're going to see in the coming months and maybe even year on whether or not we're going to take that support to the next level and run for county executive.
Any idea on how long that the decision process is going to take. I know, pulling cards, he even said himself that he's more focused on the elections that are happening this November.
About
a campaign for next year.
Any kind of campaigns are not even on my radar. Professionally speaking, as controller, my job right now is to be the best controller possible, to be a strong check and balance on a liberal extremist like Mark Poloncarz. That's my mission right now. And in the coming months and year ahead, if I decide to throw my hat in the ring for county executive, I'm going to be strong and prepared to wage a very, very, very tough race for Mark Poloncarz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.